But take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
Hey, hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah, I hear you. Sound
sweet.
Good.
All right, good.
We're on the air.
Excellent.
Doing church stuff.
All right, I am so not prepared, but who cares?
Yeah.
Who prepares?
So everyone, Liz just got on like Skype less than a minute ago. I was going to play one more song to give her a chance to do things, but whatever.
It's all good.
You like my organ, church?
I like
You like my organ?
I like your organ, Rob.
Thanks. All the girls say that. D9 thinks that you're Stacy, and Bill Man thinks you're Stacy. So I'm just going to let them think that.
Stacy Sacks, yeah, that's me.
Yep. I told D9 earlier, I accidentally called you by your real name, Liz. But this is Stacy, everyone.
Stacy, yep, that's me.
For realsies. Who said it? Josh Brescher said we needed to Facebook mob a church Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. I thought of that, and then I didn't think any further than that.
Yeah.
Does he have one in mind?
No. Well, he might have. But I found one in Salina, Ohio, as usual. My plan's to mob every single business. So I just posted it in the... Well, I posted it like 5 minutes ago, so there's probably stuff on it already.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Cool.
Let's see.
Yeah, oh, they have a review section. That's good. All right. I'll watch
okay.
it.
Okay, Sean Brennan, on the latest post, he said, talking about memories, fond memories of Easter past, and said the pastor asked him to look for eggs in his pants, and he found two. Okay, well, anyway, everyone, this is Liz. Some of you don't know her because she doesn't hang out with us anymore.
No,
but
I can't. Yeah.
Every time you come around, you have like amazing ideas, like the Irene prank, Irene in her kitchen, and
that was fun.
All the other webcam stuff. Hey, do you remember the old lady in her apartment? Knits all the time.
Yeah.
Like on Laugh Track Matt's show this week, they actually called her and talked to her.
Oh, really?
And she knows she's on camera, and she knows everyone can see it. Like she has a website.
That's creepy now.
Yeah, and she was really nice. And I only caught the last part of the call, but she's...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was one of yours, though, that you found, right, I think.
Aw, I want to talk to her.
Yep. I don't remember if they tried to prank her or not, because I missed the first part, but it seemed like she just was fine with it. She was...
Right, that's funny. She's like, yeah, sure.
She's clearly a stoner, that lady.
Mm-hmm.
She was really nice. And
anyway. I gotta find more of those.
Yeah. I think I may have made one of my Patreon goals, like, messing with webcam. Yeah, webcam pranks.
Cool. Yeah.
So.
All right. So.
Oh, anyway. So your new ingenious idea is downloading online church directories and calling everyone in the church.
Yep, that's as far as I got, though.
And you heard the one I made a couple days ago, right?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what was said. Oh, yeah, she...
It was a lot of phone ringing, mostly.
Oh, yeah, that's all it was. And that's why we're doing an evening show. And Sloth is nice. He gave us 1 hour of his slot. So we've got, like, less than 2 hours to do all this.
Thanks, Sloth.
To call 133 listings. Oh, and this show is brought to everyone by JAG TV. Because he started to do a show, and then he saw I was doing a show, so he just gave up and quit.
Thanks, JAG TV.
So everyone go watch the show reel. I mean, listen to the show reel at Mixlr.com/JAG TV. I feel like a jerk for stealing his show.
He'll get over it.
Yep.
It's all good.
Yep.
All right, so are there really 100 and something found?
Yeah, I went through and counted. I put them all in my notepad page so I can erase them, as we call them.
Okay. I think I have the directory here, too, somewhere, but okay.
Oh, and Baz says he was about to do a show, too, so I fucked everyone over. I also noticed Akspa, he's doing a show right now. Like, it just showed. So if anyone's bored with me, go to mixler.com/AKSPA and listen to Akspa. Sorry, Akspa. I'm fucking everyone over tonight. And, I had something else to say. What was it? I don't know. Oh, yeah, my sounds could possibly be all screwy tonight because we're mixing Asterix and Skype, so you can be on the show. It's all your fault, basically.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
But I've tested I've tested it twice today, and it seems to work.
Nope. See, I'm just a beta, you know, just testing it out.
Yep.
So, all right. So, what are some more ideas for these calls? People must have some.
Yeah, I have your list of ideas. Your ideas are pretty amazing.
They're all right. I like the Satan idea. If you can get there. A Satan, I don't know what it is.
Satan voice.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds better than usual.
I can't make you sound like Satan, though.
No, that's
right. Accuse them of missing too much church. Say they, I love this one. Say they have a past due balance on their offering.
Yeah, is that one? That's my favorite.
Was that one from you?
Yeah.
Okay. God spoke to me last night and told me you've been breaking commandments.
Oh, nice.
I think that's one of mine that I wrote down. I wrote down, pretend you're from a different church and offer them a better heaven.
Yeah.
Was that yours?
Yeah, I think I wrote down one of the nearby churches, actually.
Okay. Offer to buy their soul, Jill says.
Nice. I like the 666 color ID, too.
Oh, man. I didn't even think of that. Oh, so I made our...
Or stealing it. Sorry, palindrome.
Yeah, I guess I should just change it, because that's... I made our caller ID... I made
the church number?
No, actually, I was thinking about that, but then I just made it the 7-Eleven in town to all these people. I figured they'll all show up at 7-Eleven. Burn a cross into the parking lot. But yeah, 7-Eleven's number actually has 2 sixes in it already.
Perfect.
But I want to keep it... Wait. Yeah, I'll make it 0666, the last 4 digits.
That's good.
So no more 7-Eleven. We're not going to get... Instead, we'll get some random old lady in trouble. Hey, wait, before we start, let me look her up on Google real quick.
Yep.
I mean, whatever this number is.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear about that church that had a... They were mad because their prefix was 666?
No.
And they, like, demanded to be changed, but that was... They changed the whole city to 666 or something.
That's great.
Okay, this doesn't belong to anyone. I think it's a non-working number, hopefully.
Just call it.
From their number? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, see if anyone answers.
Our show's being derailed already. So everyone tell me if that's too loud or whatever. Flutterpie is my number one homie, just so you know. Well, I guess it is a real number.
All right. One's answering.
Yeah, okay, I hung up. So I guess we should just get started.
Yeah.
So we'll call the Bakewells. Do you want to start, or...
Let's see. I want to find their picture.
It's always hard to make the first call.
Yeah, I think you should go first.
So you figured out the password to their PDF file?
I think this one, they might have actually posted it.
Oh, okay. They posted it, like, on their blog thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I don't know why you even have a password, but...
And the password was what?
It was church.
Wait, what do I... Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Did I reach Mrs. Bakewell?
Yes, this is her.
Hey, it's John from the church.
Yes.
And we've noticed you're behind in your tithes.
Oh.
Like in your balance, your offerings, your past due on that, and we're gonna have to start charging late fees. It's like a compound interest, 3% per day per week.
Who is this?
This is John from the church.
John from?
From the church.
From which church?
The only church that you go to.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I mean, it's just they're asking us, I'm like with an outside collection agency. The church has hired me to call up members who are, you know, behind.
For the First Church of God.
Right, correct.
On Street.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
And need to get caught up on that, so otherwise they're gonna start charging the late fees. They're gonna, because it's the first of the month, start doing that by the 15th.
And this isn't a prank call.
Oh, of course not.
It's a collection agency from the church for tithing.
What did he say about South Carolina?
We're late, and they're going to start charging a 3% late fee. The church is. That's what I say. Is this a prank call?
If you could just get caught up, that's all we're asking. But otherwise, we're going to have to give you a call back, and we're going to arrange. If you want to arrange payments or something, we could.
Here, let me just have you talk to my husband real quick.
All right.
Hello?
Hi. This is John. I'm from the BAC Collection Agency for the church.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I just told you. It's about you're behind on your tithes, on your offerings. And you're not keeping up with the required amount. So they're just wanting to let you know that you need to catch up on that and kind of...
There is no required amount for our church.
Well, maybe you need to take a look at the requirements and everything again, because there's definitely a required amount.
Well, I can tell you, we're probably way over it anyways, which it's really none of your business anyhow.
Oh, it's definitely my business, because the church hired me to take care of this. So you can stop with the attitude.
Okay, I'm going to hang up, because if that's the case, we'll be going somewhere else to church.
Okay, well, if that's fine, if you want to stop going, then but you still have to pay what you owe. You're behind over 100.
I don't know anything. I never signed anything saying I was going to give anything, which we tithe every month anyway.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to sign anything. It's just an agreement with God, and
okay.
You're not keeping up with your agreement.
You have a good night.
Oh, you too. Have fun finding a new church. Well, that went all right.
We've had a drop in membership. What happened?
Oh, it just now hung up. I hope they weren't sitting there listening.
Probably. Oops.
Oh my gosh. Josh Brescher says to tell someone we have a video of them shitting in the holy water. But that's just a Catholic thing, right? Like the holy water?
They may not. Well, they probably use it for baptism, though, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Or maybe just tell them. No, I don't know. That went pretty well.
They'll figure out that it's not real. They're not going to quit their church.
Yeah, you're going to bust into the Satan voice, though.
I hate my Satan voice, because it's not... You can still hear me.
Hello, Satan.
Yeah,
ban
until paid in full.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to start copying and pasting, because I'm trying my best to watch the chat room, you guys, but it's hard.
Yeah.
The church will only offer Hallel-specific communion wafers. I don't know what that means. It sounds hilarious.
Yeah, halal. I thought that was like an Islam thing. I don't know.
Okay, so they know it as the Liberty Church of God. I'm gonna copy that into my notes.
They have two names. I don't understand.
Yeah, that was pretty weird. Like a scam.
Exactly.
Want the next one?
Sure. Which one should I do?
Oh, here I'll give you the. Is it okay if I pick? I was just gonna go down the list.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to figure out what premise.
Oh, okay.
Premise.
So this lady, there's only one lady's name. Her name's Betty. So I guess she's, you know, just a lonely old lady. Oh, and someone's telling me Facebook update. So we're never gonna get through all 130 of these.
Mm-mm.
I told Sloth I'd probably give him some because he's doing a show right after us. Like in about 90 minutes. Facebook's, speaking of egg hunts, I went on one this morning when I had my period. I'm not sure what that means, but I cannot wait to be prayed over about my recent church rape. remember everyone, be nice. Don't be, evil. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Just be funny instead of mean. Not that that's not making me laugh a lot. Sean wrote a review. 5-star reviews, everyone. Someone did a 3-star review. They all have to be 5 stars. That's the least we can do for these people. But Sean says, thanks to this great church, Jesus came inside me really good. I was playing a bunch of church music before the show. I played Rappy McRapperson's Come Inside Me, Jesus.
Hi, is this Betty?
Hello.
Hi, yes. Betty.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm calling from the church. How are you?
Oh, okay.
I'm calling actually because it's a little delicate, but we've been receiving some complaints from people, and they want to stay anonymous, but... there's been some issues with people sitting near you in the pews, and how do I say this? That your flatulence is becoming a problem. You need to stop farting. You understand? Dropping bombs.
I don't know. What?
Farting. You know what I mean? You need to stop. People are complaining.
About what? About what?
Your gas, ma'am. You smell?
Oh my gosh.
What was that?
Well, I don't know of any gas. I don't know of any gas that I'm leaving. Or who is this calling me?
I work with Tammy in the office. She was too embarrassed to call, so I'm working with her.
And what's your name?
Samantha.
Well, I don't know what that's all about because I don't. I didn't. I don't know of any. You mean passing gas?
Look. Maybe you could maybe just stand in the back. You know, or I don't know. Maybe not come. Or maybe, let's see. Look, it's becoming an issue, and your smell, it's just driving people away.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're calling Betty Barger?
Yep, Betty Barger. Are you perhaps drinking too much milk before church?
No, uh-uh.
Hey, maybe it's Satan. You know what? This is probably a demon. We might have to do some kind of exorcism over the phone.
Well, I don't have any idea what... I don't have any idea what this is all about. So well, I don't.
Well, maybe we can pray about it.
Well, guess, because I don't know... anything.
Let's pray, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Please help me with this gas problem.
I am the fart demon.
Stop it.
I don't have a gas problem.
Stop praying.
Did you hear that? I think it's working.
What?
I think it's working. Did you hear that? Let's keep going. Gas demon, repeat after me. Gas demon.
I don't have a gas problem.
That's not what I'm hearing. That's not what people are saying, okay? So repeat after me. Please, gas demon, be gone.
Well, yes, please.
I will not be gone. I am the gas demon.
You need to say it.
What's that coming in?
Stop praying.
I don't know what that is. You can hear that too? I think it's working.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to know this is important. Here we go. Dear Jesus, go ahead. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Release this demon from my ass.
No. Stop it. Stop it. Ow.
It's working. Do you smell anything?
No.
Are you sure? Give a good whiff.
I'm sure.
I will not be gone.
Nothing.
I don't smell a thing.
Sulfurish? Nothing?
What? I don't know what's going on here.
Me neither, ma'am. Apparently this gas demon it's working. Just keep saying, dear Jesus, gas demon be gone. Just keep saying that.
Well, I don't know what in the world. I don't know what in the world.
I am the gas demon. I will make you fart so much this Sunday.
Well, I don't know what that is coming in.
That is odd, isn't it?
What?
I have power over Jesus.
I don't know what this call's all about. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
I know.
Sunday.
Well, I'm going to hang up now because I don't know what this is all about.
The power of farts compels you.
Do you promise that you'll keep the demon at home, not bring it into the church anymore?
I didn't know I was bringing anything into the church.
You were. Smelling the place up.
I don't know what this is all about, but it is crazy. So
you'll be the one that's crazy with farts.
Oh dear. Well, I'm going to hang up now.
Fart.
Goodbye.
Fart.
Didn't get her to say ass demon or fart demon.
Oh well, gas demon, whatever it was.
Oh, that's weird. My music changed. It's not doing organ music anymore. I have to do organ music. Oh, that was fun.
I like the Satan voice. I think there needs to be more of that.
Sunday.
That was from Sunday.
That was from Ikor. He's like Sunday. There's another barger, so I bet you it's like their, you know, her kids or something.
Oh yeah, maybe. Her picture has a young, yeah, it's her son or something.
So I guess I should call that because she's probably going to be calling them right now.
Yeah.
So I gotta give them a prank so they can compare stories.
Yep, you should talk to him. I got the strangest call.
Hello? Did you hear like a phone beep thing?
Yeah, it sounded like a beep and a click.
Yeah, it sounded like they picked up a cordless or something. Praise the J says to accuse someone of stealing from the church.
Hello.
Hi, is this Frank?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the church, from the Liberty Church.
Oh, yeah. All right.
How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Well, hey, listen, I've been reviewing the security tapes of the church, and it looks like we caught you stealing money out of the collection plate. And we're going to need you to return that so we don't have to involve the authorities.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, you took some checks and stuff out of there.
I did.
So we're definitely going to need you to bring that back.
I'll bring it back.
You promise?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Roy.
You better.
Hey.
Yes.
I don't know who you are, but...
Oh, no, I work at the church. I'm in asset protection. I usually stay in the security room with all the monitors.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't be stealing from our church because we're on top of that shit. You know, we know if you're.
What'd you say? We're on top of what?
We're on top of that shit. We know when you're stealing because we have cameras and we can see you stealing. So you didn't.
Yeah.
I've caught you 2 weeks in a row now.
Well, what if I didn't bring that back? What would happen?
You're going to be banned from the church forever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to be banned?
No.
Put your picture up and be like, you know, do not let this person inside.
I don't know who you are, but I don't steal. I'm a Christian.
Oh, of course you are. Yeah, that's a good cover.
Uh-huh.
We get that a lot. And look, we don't want any trouble. Just
how'd you know I went to Liberty Church?
Bring it back, because I work here. I work in the security department.
How come this call's coming out of South Carolina?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
really
crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's because I'm dialing through the corporate office.
Yeah.
And you know, like when you dial through the corporate office, it goes through the phone system.
Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you.
It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Oh, I may have accidentally just hung up on him. I'm such a dummy. Are you there?
He doesn't steal.
So I was...
He's a Christian.
Of course he is. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Why does it say South Carolina? I've got their area code.
That's weird.
And then a 666 at the end. And those other people said that too, so...
Yeah. Prefix, I don't know.
Oh, crud. I don't have a number I can call right now that'll confirm... How do we confirm my number? Oh, wait, I know. I'm going to call 1-800-444-4444.
Thank you for calling MCI. Our system indicates you are calling from 86464.
Ah. what? All right, I guess I need to look at my settings, so.
God gave rock and roll to you. Rock and roll to me. Give rock and roll to everyone. God gave rock and roll to you. Give rock and roll to me. Say rock and roll for everyone. Say rock and roll.
Okay, I guess we're just stuck with the caller ID.
All right.
I set up a whole new extension that I've never used before, and it's telling me that my actual phone number. So, yeah, I guess I should turn that one off.
That's not good.
I don't understand. All right. So we're just going to be calling from South Carolina all night.
All right. That works.
So you're drinking wine tonight in honor of church?
Yeah. I am.
Me too.
Meaning wine. I guess.
Carl Sanders sent me some Jew wine or something. It's like Concord grape. And that's what I'm drinking.
Cool. I've never had that.
Me either. It's my first. So I guess the next one is yours.
All right. Maybe I'll try the past due balance thing.
Okay. Yeah, you'll sound more like a collection person than me.
Manischewitz. That's right. Manischewitz, it's called.
Oh, yeah. I'm drinking wine out of a E-Bombs World pint glass. Someone just called me sophisticated, so I had to prove them wrong. Okay, so you ready for the baits?
Yep.
You got their info in there?
Yep.
Okay.
Praise Satan.
You reached the Bates residence.
Could I talk to the master?
Exactly.
So the next ones on the list are the Bish. You know, the janitor?
Oh, the janitor?
You remember him from the show?
Oh, God, what do I say?
Well, actually, the first one is Clyde and Trish.
You're right.
Clyde and Trish Bish.
but then Clyde.
The one after that is... Oh, they have the same address.
And same number.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first one is the janitor. Okay, yeah, because his name is Clyde. I was thinking... The other one is his son. We know that from What's-Her-Face. Here, I'll paste their info. Oh, should I even do this one? Because they're with the church. Should we skip this? Or do you want to give it a shot?
Maybe he'll think I'm Tammy. I don't know. It's a long shot.
Okay. Well, I just posted his infos.
I'll tell him there's a shit in the toilet and needs to come by and clean it up. ASAP.
Oh, it just hung up. That's weird.
That was weird. Mm-hmm.
I'm so disappointed in Asterix that, like, my whole crazy setup that I'm doing here is just so we can have a fake caller ID, and it's not even working.
Yeah.
But at least I'm not paying Skype money.
Oh, well.
That's my big thing.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8-1.
Okay, should I call the son of the janitor, or
is it the same number?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay. So you want to talk? Oh, wait. There's another of Bish's, and they have two numbers, and they live at a different address.
Mindy.
They're a family of janitors.
Okay. What do I say to Mindy?
Oh, someone wanted to know why I'm not broadcasting on YouTube, and it's because of all this crazy setup. I didn't want to complicate things in case I had issues. So that's why.
I'll just tell her to come by and clean something up.
We can't get a hold of Clyde, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, you've reached the Bishes. We aren't able to get to the phone right now.
Hello?
Mindy?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Tammy at the church. Sorry to call you. Clyde's busy. I can't get a hold of him, and I really need you to come by with the plunger. We got a big mess in here.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's just shit all over the place. Could you come by? Bring your kids?
No, I can't.
We need as much help as possible.
I'm sorry, I can't.
What? We're gonna have a shitty church, please? Oh, come on. Mindy, I'm here. I'm up to my elbows.
What are you doing at the church at this time of night?
Weight Watchers was just here. They moved their day to Thursday, and I don't know what they were doing, but...
At 10 at night? This late at night?
No, they were here earlier, and then they called me. I guess I'm the only one, I'm the only number they have. I come by, and it's just shit everywhere.
You are kidding me.
The floor...
You tried to get a hold of Clyde, and he wasn't there?
No one's answering. I don't know what to do, and I figure, well, she's a bitch, you know? She probably knows how to clean. Right?
Right.
You sound surprised. I mean, I just... Grab your gloves, your janitor equipment, and come by.
My gloves and my janitor equipment.
What would Jesus do, Mindy? What would Jesus do? Jesus would clean up the shit. Right?
He would.
Exactly. You're with me here. You get it.
Oh, my goodness.
Are your kids already in bed? I mean, I could use as much help as possible. They are. You can wake them up.
So I could come clean that up, right?
You can wake them up. We'll put sponges on their elbows and knees and just crawl in there and get it all clean. I'm freaking out.
Okay.
So you'll come by?
Try to call Dave.
Hmm?
Did you call Dave?
Oh, Dave, yeah, I tried his number too. I mean, I only have the one number for them, and nobody answered.
Okay. Well, Dave was just on the phone with Olivia, so.
Interesting. Well, obviously, they don't want to talk to me then.
He lives much closer to the church than I do. And I'm sure
I tried calling, so I feel like you're just giving me excuses. Do you have his cell?
Dave, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 6-4 3-5
All right. So basically, I'm going to call him and say Mindy wasn't willing to do this, so.
Yeah. That's what I should say. We called Mindy, but she just laughed at us.
Essentially, yeah. And, you know, I'm covered in shit, and she's not a good Christian, so, you know, that's fine. That's on you, you know. I'm getting brownie points doing this. Fucking Weight Watchers. All right. I'll try and get hold of Dave, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Are you?
I am.
You owe me.
I owe you.
You owe me.
Good luck. You know, call me if he doesn't answer.
You know what I mean. You owe me.
I owe you, I know.
Maybe we can get him on the line. Same time. I don't know if that's possible. But.
No, I have to go because I am putting Isaiah to bed.
All right, fine.
All right. Good luck.
Whatever.
Bye.
Just hang it up. Here. I'm done with you, stupid Mindy.
I love how she just didn't care that you're saying shit.
I know. I don't know who this Tammy is, but apparently. Just say shit.
You remind me of the guy in Dumb and Dumber, the prequel. There's shit everywhere. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's kind of how I was imagining it in my head.
I wish I had a sound clip of that to play.
I don't know if you want to try calling the other guy. I don't even know what the area code is.
I didn't write it down. People in the chat room are posting it. I was looking for a way to turn it down, but I couldn't, so.
Whatever. I figured.
Shit everywhere.
Yeah, it's alright.
I'm, like, searching on Asterix forums right now, like, while you're making calls, trying to.
Fix the call rating.
Why won't this. Oh my god, what was that?
What was that? Oh, Facebook update, little man says.
Farting at us. Oh, yeah, I'll do that in a second.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm not able to get to the phone right now. There's a message and I'll.
What was up with her phone, too? Like, did you hear that crazy humming sound?
No, I didn't hear. I don't know. Maybe I did. I heard beeps now and again. I assumed it was the asterisks, but. Alright, Facebook.
Stupid Facebook. There's a lot of reviews.
Nice.
They only have 56 likes, but. They're pretty active. They post. They posted several times in April. There's a poem. You pour out rain in buckets, oh God. Thorn and cactus become an oasis.
That's deep.
Yeah. There's more to it than that. First time I attended the church, they slapped me in the face with a trout, and the pastor personally groped my groin during the whole sermon. After that, I knew this was the church for me. I encourage teens to jump kick for Jesus night. Oh, this is funny. Nobody's posting much on the main comment thing. They're just doing reviews.
They're more fun.
Yeah. Because everyone knows that they can't delete the reviews.
Yeah, exactly.
How do I... Okay, I'm going to click on See All Reviews. This review is hidden from Sloth. Every Sunday they let me shit all over the pews and they don't clean it up. However, they do not acknowledge the prophecy of cactus and therefore... are a bunch of motherfuckers.
5 stars.
Of course, yeah. Only this Tom Johnson guy is, did 3 stars. Because he said, I was caught in the glory hole for at least 15 hours. If you want to use it, bring more tape. That shows how little I know about glory holes, because like, I didn't know you were supposed to. I always hear them talk about tape on the prank shows.
Tape? What?
I guess you tape the edges so you don't maybe get splinters, or it's just softer. Diana wrote, your glory hole confessional service changed my life. I was scolded for asking about dinosaurs, but it was still a lot of fun. Go JC. That's from Zach Morris. There's a picture of Zach Morris with a big cell phone. I pee-peed in the church and I'm sorry. I will do better next time.
Yep.
This person, she gave 1 star, Rebecca. And she says, the end of it. I'm not going to read it all, but it's like, St. Paul's and Mount Zion offer superb bribes for attending their churches, while Bethany offers subpar glory holes. Also cactus.
Zach Morris posted a whole bunch of pictures.
Oh no. On what? Where?
I see them below the reviews. Recent posts. But maybe, I don't know.
Oh wait.
Okay. Everyone can see that. I'm guessing.
Posted a photo, but I have to click on it.
Yeah.
Hate science, loves boner pills. Yeah, it's a bunch of, like, silly Jesus pictures. I've seen most of these. Okay, we're officially stealing sloth time now, so we gotta make this count.
Okay.
God, I'm so pissed about Asterix. I've been using Asterix forever, and it's never given me issues like this.
That's my fault.
God damn it, Liz. Right. Billman says stealing JAG TV time is okay, but not sloth time. Okay, where were we? We're only on the B's. We're not going to get all 133 done.
I'm just going to yell at him then.
Go quicker.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve?
Yes.
Hey, Steve, it's Roy from the church.
Pardon me?
This is Roy from the church.
Okay.
From the Liberty Street. Hey,
Liberty Street?
Yeah, there's been rumors that you're a Buddhist. Is this true?
No.
Oh, are you sure? Because I've heard it from several people now, and if this is true, we're gonna have to, I don't know, maybe ask you to stay away. Because.
And I'm a what?
A Buddhist.
No, I am not. Where'd you hear this from?
Several people. I don't really want to, because like, you know, I don't think they want me to give their names out. And then someone said Brandon was drawing pictures in church, and he was drawing a picture of a dinosaur. And I think we all know there's no such thing as dinosaurs.
Brandon who?
Just Brandon. He's related to you, right?
Brandon?
Yeah, he's drawing a picture
of a dinosaur. He doesn't even go to church.
Oh, was it Brooke then? I'm just going by what the complaints say, but if you're a Buddhist, maybe you should go find a Buddhist church.
I'm not a Buddhist.
Do you promise?
I promise. I'm guaranteed that.
Okay, because we can't have that.
No, I understand. I'm not a Buddhist, no.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear it. Praise Jesus.
Yeah, I mean... Not where the rumors are coming from.
Yeah.
Just because I haven't attended church for a while.
Oh, maybe that could be it. Maybe they're just angry. Also, speaking of that, you're behind in your offering on your tithes? Like, you have a past due balance.
Yeah, I haven't been in church for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know I had a
I'm showing here on the computer.
I didn't know my name was even in there for.
Yeah, you're behind. You're like negative $528. We need to have that paid immediately.
Okay.
I'm printing out an invoice right now, and we're gonna have to have that paid. Do you think you could come in this Sunday and maybe? Oh, he hung up.
Yeah, so time for that. Okay.
You know, he's just like, fuck this church. I'm never going there again. He's going to become an atheist because of us.
I was thinking we should quiz him if he's such a Christian.
Like, I don't have a lot of knowledge of church stuff. Or how many apostles were there?
Good or bad? I don't know.
What'd you say? Murder? Good or bad?
Yeah, good or bad.
Uncle Grandpapa wants us to say we only accept Bitcoin.
God, I would just be like, what? What's that?
Ma'am, do you have Linux? Do you want to talk to William and Lois?
Oh God, they sound so old.
Brandenstein?
Brandenstein sounds Jewish.
We can't have that in our church.
I'll ask them if they're Jewish.
Hi, this is Uncle Bill. Leave a message and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
He's not a molester.
I have to ask you to stop parking your van at the church.
I'll try him one more time. He's probably not picking up because of the stupid caller ID.
No. Well, maybe. This is South Carolina. Ne'er-do-wells live there.
Hi, this is Uncle Bill. Leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Hanging up? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me do just one short song. Because I really, like, the whole caller ID thing sucks, and if I just go through this program, it'll take me less than, like, 2 minutes, I bet. Is that... Do you approve?
Okay.
Okay.
Brothers and sisters, we're gathered here today to listen to a young man that's on fire. You're sitting in the church of the Reverend Charlie Murphy. And I'm going to bring it to you, my brother, F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. Fabulous.
Preach, brother, preach.
Fabulous.
Preach, brother, preach.
Preach to my brother, church.
I preach through my raps, yeah. God is watching me, I still reach to my strap, yeah. Broads is watching me, they wanna leech to my trap. The Jesus Christ on my neck, reach to my lap. I teach you to rap in my Sunday school. These bitches get a one day rule. You gotta fuck by Monday, cool? Or she gotta stroke a stick like the hun play pool. If not, you gotta walk like a runway fool. Catch me in the moonshine or the sunray jewels. If you keep saying your prayers, maybe one day you'll be blessed like me. Till then, keep stomping in your Air Force O-N-E-S Nikes. They should make scriptures with my flows. Uh-huh. I'm the young Bishop Don Juan, that scripture for your hoes. Uh-huh. So if I throw a dollar to you, scream hallelujah while I grab the neck of my robe and pop a collar to you, church.
Now in this world that we live in, there's all kinds of pimps. You got your players, your ballers, your Macs, your gorilla pimps. They take what they want. Your all-star pimps. Pimps with sprawling real estate. Yeah.
Okay, I give up. I looked at every single setting. I compared them side by side from my laptop that works, and I don't get it. Everything's exactly the same. It should work.
Yeah, it's obviously Jesus. That's, yeah.
Fucking Jesus. So I think it's your turn, right? Still?
I think so.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to talk to the Bushwits.
Bushwits.
Hello.
Hi, is this Lisa Bushwits?
This is.
Hi, my name is Samantha Roy. I'm calling from the Lutheran church down the street. Are you familiar with us?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm surprised. We're actually the talk of the town. I'm calling because, frankly, we think that you should check out our church. Our pastor is actually really, really good with his speaking skills and his sermons. And he's not afraid to talk about hell. And I know that your pastor, he kind of pussyfoots around that. How would you feel about coming to a service this Sunday?
I don't think so. Sorry.
Are you sure? Because we offer a 10% off tithing for the first month.
She's gone.
Oh,
I think she deserves a call back from Satan.
Yes.
What should Satan say?
Hello?
This is Satan. Would you like to come to my church on Satan? It's Satan-rific.
That's a no.
Wah, wah. All right.
George wants us to get them to join the Church of the Machine.
Apparently I'm not having much luck with that.
The Church of Cactology.
You can talk to him?
Sure.
Cool.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brian?
Yes, this is Brian.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm from the Church of the Machine. It's kind of down the street from where you guys, from your regular church, from Liberty Okay. Church.
Yeah.
I used to go to Liberty.
Okay.
But yeah, our God is better and our heaven is better. I was wondering if you'd like to switch over.
No. Okay.
Why not? Do you want to go to hell? Do you want to go to your subpar heaven? Stupid, crappy subpar heaven? Is that where you want to go?
Yes, he does.
That's a yes.
Hello, Burford.
Hi, is this Brian?
Yeah.
Hi, I don't understand. We must have got disconnected. You need to understand that you're really missing out on a great church. I feel like you guys would be perfect. Would you be willing to try out a trial run?
Wait, I'm a little confused.
Confused?
Who's calling?
My name's Samantha. I'm from the Church of the Machine.
Okay.
I think I just talked to maybe it was your father. He's actually going to be trying out the church this Sunday, and he wanted me to give you a call.
No, it wouldn't be my father.
Oh,
definitely wouldn't be my father.
Maybe it was your son.
That's not my son. My son is 15.
That's very strange. Well, either way,
we already attend a church.
Yeah, that's probably who I was talking to.
Yeah, we already attend a church. We're happy with the church we attend to. We attend.
Yeah, that Liberty one. But you know what? That one, okay, here's the thing. It's kind of going around. You guys don't know this, but the pastor there is actually an atheist. He hasn't come out yet, but he is.
He's what?
He's an atheist. You know what I mean?
The pastor at the Church of God is an atheist?
Yeah, and he has a record. He's, he likes kids a little too much.
I would be curious, what's your name?
I'm from the Church of the Machine.
Church of the Mission, okay. Church of the Machine.
Yes, exactly.
Is your church at?
We're literally like two blocks down from you. We actually meet in a house. But more importantly, he's also a murderer. It's been covered up.
Joke.
No,
this
it is
a
true.
Joke. This is a joke.
It is no joke. And this is all going to come out. And we're trying to get you guys to know this. He uses Linux. I mean, who does that? You know,
Church of the Machine.
Why are you pausing like that? There are no pauses like that. It's just all one sentence.
We are perfect. I hope you didn't talk to my son, first off.
Why not? We're trying to help all of you.
Listen, we're perfectly fine where we're at. We love our church, I don't know where you would ever... You meet two doors down from... Or two blocks down from us?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big sign. There's a secret password, though. But,
Why is the secrecy?
Well, okay, we don't want anyone, just anyone coming in, like your pastor. We wouldn't want... He's not invited. Okay? He uses Linux... He has an atheist record. He uses bitcoins. All signs of Satan.
You're saying that our pastor is an atheist and that he uses a Bitcoin and he... Do you know what church we go to?
Do I know? Yes. The Liberty.
All right, what church? Which one is it?
Liberty.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the pastor?
Look, it's a small town. His name is Bruce.
Okay.
He has a record. We know it. He's up to no good. I'm telling you.
Who is this?
Come, who am I speaking to?
This is Brian's wife. Who is this?
I'm from Church of the Machine. We're trying to warn you that Pastor Bruce has a record. Your husband's written it all down on a piece of paper, I guess. And he can tell you more about it, but
where is your church at?
We're two blocks down. There's a big sign. You'll see it.
Two blocks down from what?
From the Liberty Church, from your church, your current church, the whore church. Tammy McClay, your secretary?
Yeah.
Her and the pastor, they have like a thing going on. You know what
I mean? You're ridiculous.
No,
we're not even
going
to talk to you. Goodbye. Goodbye. You're ridiculous.
Look,
hang on.
I'm just trying
shame
to
on
help you.
This,
don't hang
don't
out.
Need
this
any
is
help.
Important.
Shame on you.
Shame on
you. Shame on you. I can't believe he said he's a murderer. Wait, hold it, crap, hold on. Make sure it's
I thought they'd hang up at that point.
I can't believe he said he's a murderer.
But they didn't. What?
Oh no, my church music disappeared again. Oh, I gotta have the organ music back.
Are they talking to their son? I was like, who was I doing? Who you're talking to? God, there's too many Burfords.
Yeah, like, maybe there's just, like, two Burfords at that church that aren't related.
Maybe.
I was just assuming it was the dad or something. I don't know.
They had the same name. It was weird. It sounded like him. It sounded like the same guy. But whatever. Yes, I've been shamed by the Burfords.
Yeah, I love that. They're in the chat room. You've been shamed, Liz.
That's the first time, by the way.
I bet you didn't think tonight that you'd be shamed.
Oh, yeah. I feel like they did that thing with the finger, you know, to
I'm pretty sure I could hear it.
Yes.
Oh, that was my favorite one of the night.
All right, so I'm sure he'll Google the Church of the Machine and
they're doing it right now.
two blocks down. I wonder what's two blocks down. I don't know.
Oh, someone in the chat room recently, I think when I was doing my show, because this is my notes, I'm supposed to say I'm a new member of the church, and I'm supposed to warn everyone that I'm a convicted sex offender.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're doing that one. Though having a woman do it was kind of funny.
We're still on the bees.
Oh, God.
This guy
I'm
is...
Like, I'm like, what's the pastor's name? Crap. I have it somewhere.
Hi, Jag. What do you want?
God. Just, you guys are terrible. At your jobs and shit.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sorry.
Hi, Liz.
Hey.
Hi, I'm the weird guy.
Yes.
Yeah. That really narrows it down in this community.
True. Hi, I just wanted to bother the show again. And it worked.
That was fun.
Everyone, mixler.com/JagTV. I don't know if I told you, Liz, but he was trying to do a show, and
yeah,
I stole it from
totally
him.
Totally took it, yeah.
And then I just hung up on him. Hi, is this Kim?
Here she is.
Oh, hurry up.
Hello.
Hi, Kim?
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Roy. I'm the newest member of the Liberty Church. Liberty
okay.
Street Church. And
okay.
I'm just required by my parole officer to let everyone know that I'm a sex offender. So I'm just going down the list in the church directory that the pastor gave me, Pastor Bruce, and letting everyone know I'm a convicted sex offender. But it's not as bad as it sounds.
Okay.
It doesn't involve kids or anything.
Okay.
It involves a lamp post.
a lamppost.
But I don't want to get into it. Like, we're not here to talk about
that. That's fine. Absolutely.
Just want to introduce myself.
Well, I appreciate it. And
oh, you're welcome.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and we'll be praying for you. I'm sorry, your name again is?
My name is Roy Gerbell. Okay. I sit right behind you usually.
Okay. All right.
Cute
kids
of yours.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting us know.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for not being a judgmental bitch.
Well, that's not what Christians are.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Give your kids hugs from me.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I was having a problem.
<We're>
not
laughing. I'll be praying for you.
It's okay. It has nothing to do with kids. I don't know why I said lamppost. It's probably my deep-seated fantasies.
Yeah, really. Where did that come from?
Do you want to talk to Jim and Don? I think I left the church music playing during that one.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Dawn.
This is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. My name's Samantha Roy. I'm calling... I'm actually the newest member at the Liberty Church.
At where?
The church at Liberty.
Okay.
And I'm... basically, I have to call all of the members, and the pastor gave me all your names and numbers because I have to tell you that I'm joining the church, but I am also a convicted sex offender. So by law, I have to tell you.
Okay.
So, but I mean, it's. I'm hoping it's not a big deal. I mean, is that okay with you?
I don't know you, so I can't judge you, so...
That's right. Judging is not a Christian thing. Also, I mean, if it's okay, I don't really know anybody, so I didn't want to sit by myself. Would it be all right if I sat with you guys?
I don't know if I will be there this week.
You're not going to... Not this Sunday? I thought you were a member.
I am a member.
It's Mother's Day. Like, everyone's going to be there.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be there yet or not.
I see. You're not just trying to, you know, get out of sitting next to me, are you?
No, I'm not.
I feel like you might be lying, and I just don't want to be by myself. It's cool. I mean, it won't be weird or anything. I mean, we don't have to shake hands or hug.
I am actually trying to go to sleep right now. Could we talk at a different time?
Oh, I see. Actually, this is probably the better time for me because I work. So, are you going to be there the Sunday after that?
No, that's my husband's birthday.
What about after that?
I apologize, ma'am, but I am in bed right now.
I see.
So, I will talk to you some other time, okay?
What are you wearing? You're in bed.
What the hell? Like, you don't go to church because it's your husband's birthday?
I know, I've never heard of that.
He's not like a little kid or something. You just celebrate on Saturday.
She's lying. Big lying.
She's so full of shit.
She is.
That's just like the lamest excuse ever.
It's my husband's birthday. So fuck Jesus.
A real Christian would not do that. Well, I'm going to call this one that I skipped earlier. I'm going to call Herb. You know, Herb's like an old man.
Hello?
Hi, Herb.
Hi.
Hi, it's Roy from the church.
Oh, okay.
From the Liberty Street Church?
Uh-huh.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good.
Oh, that's good. What you watching on TV?
Just a minute, I'll go in where I'm not hearing the TV.
What's on TV? What are you watching? Is it wrestling? Is it NASCAR? Oh. Oh my God, it's a church program. They just said hallelujah, didn't they?
Pretty good.
Oh, hey, Herb, you're back. You're back.
Hello.
Hey, Herb.
Yes.
Hey, you're back.
Yes.
Hey, what are you watching on television?
Oh, there's Christian programs on Channel 23. And,
that's my favorite channel.
230.
Because I watch a lot of channels in 2014.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you have any pets?
No.
Oh, fuck. Well, forget that part. I'm going to skip that. So forget the pet thing. Forget I even said that. Do you know what day communion is at our church? That's this Sunday, right?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, it's this Sunday. I'm looking on the thing right here. But do you have any wine you could bring? Because we're doing a BYOW.
No, I don't.
Oh, beer? Like, you could bring a beer?
I'm a complete teetotaler.
Oh.
So I never had any wine.
Okay. Well, you're just going to have to drink water this week, because we don't have any for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to have to drink water, and we're going to give M&Ms instead of bread.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Are you okay with that, water and M&Ms?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And
the
wine would have been all right. I mean,
well, if you want to go and buy a bottle of wine and just bring it with you, you can drink the whole thing in church.
Well, where do you buy wine at?
Oh, I don't know, maybe the store? You know, just like anywhere, a convenience store, a grocery store, a liquor store.
Oh.
It's bring your own wine to church. Liz thought of this. And then we're going to have M&Ms. M&Ms are going to represent the, what the fuck is it? The skin of Jesus or something? What is it? I forget. I don't remember. Your vodka is going to be the blood of Jesus. And your M&M is going to be the... I'm waiting for the chat room. The balls. The balls of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Bring your own balls.
I missed. Who am I talking to?
Oh, my name's Roy from the church. Pastor. Oh boy, Pastor Bruce is having me. He's having me call everybody and just let them know to bring M&Ms and vodka.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So M&Ms are the balls of Christ. Do you have M&Ms that you can bring?
Any what?
M&Ms or Reese's Pieces.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. We'll take care of it this week. But pretty soon you're going to have to start providing your own vodka and your own M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to need to bring marijuana, too. Marijuana represents the lungs of Christ, the breath of Christ. We're going to eat M&Ms, we're going to drink vodka, and then we're going to smoke marijuana. And that represents the breath of Christ, the Holy Ghost.
Maybe I'm just too old-fashioned. I don't quite follow it.
Oh, it's all right. You'll catch on. You'll love it. It's so much better. It's welcome to the 21st century.
Uh-huh.
We're going to smoke marijuana together. This Sunday.
Never done that.
Yep, you're going to this Sunday. You come in this week, right?
I'm not sure because my family's coming.
Oh, is it someone's birthday?
I don't know. They don't get the chance to come and visit me very often, and I talked to my daughter tonight, and they're planning to come up over the weekend.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's good. Where are they coming from?
Southwest Butler. It's near Zelianople.
Oh, of course. I know right where that is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should bring the whole family, and they can all smoke marijuana together. With the church.
Well, I don't think they would want to do that.
Well, it's for Jesus, so it's all right. You don't want to go against Jesus.
I don't think he ever smoked marijuana.
Well, I don't think you knew him personally, so how would you know? It's special Jesus marijuana. We're providing the marijuana. It's okay. So, okay, then. We'll see you pass. I'm sorry, what?
I would have to pass on the marijuana.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. But you know, as long as you take the M&M and the vodka, that's the important part.
Uh-huh.
The marijuana, the breath of Jesus, that's a whole new thing. I mean, you know Jesus smoked marijuana. Look at his hair.
Well.
You can just look at him. You just know he's a stoner. You just know, like, every day he's like, oh, 420, dude. Blaze it, faggot. Yep, that was Jesus. So I guess we'll see you this Sunday, and or next Sunday if you skip this week.
Possibly I won't be there Sunday. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to get you updated and in the loop and everything.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, have a nice night watching Channel 24.
23. 24. I was just ready to shut it off and go to bed.
Okay. It's 24, though, not 23.
23.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 24.
Well, there's 230 also, channel 230.
No, 24. Fuck 230. All right, well, I'll see you Sunday or next Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a nice night. Sleep well. Sweet dreams.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Could have played the 23-24 game. Probably for all 9 if you wanted.
3 hours later. 23-24.
It's 23. Pretty sure.
Someone in the chat room is like, Channel 420.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Herb.
Get it? Herb.
I didn't even think of that. I couldn't think of what the you know, the crackers represented.
I don't know. Body.
Yeah, yeah,
his
yeah.
His bod, yeah.
Yeah, people in the chat room said that. It just took them a while, and... I like the balls of Christ better.
Yeah, so immediately went there with the M&Ms. Yeah.
So we're up to the C's.
It's a miracle.
I mean, we've been there for a little bit, but, yeah, we're at the very beginning. Do you want to talk to Don and Tammy?
Yeah, I need an idea. Let's see.
I was just looking through the list. I was going to tell him do the bring your pet thing. That was your idea, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, I don't know. It's only kind of funny if they actually do, but we would never know if they did.
Well, these people have a kid. They got to have something.
They might have a pet, yeah.
So this directory that you found... Wait, how did you figure this out anyway? Like, how did you figure out these church directory things?
I don't remember. No, I think I just remembered that they exist. So I just Googled things, yeah. And then I found a site that's like all they do.
I actually, when I was a kid, my brother and I, we pranked people from our church directory. You know, it was paper.
Oh, really?
And we didn't have the internet, but we actually got the church directory and we'd just call everybody in it and just prank every single person.
Yeah.
And then my brother would like point them out in church. He'd be like, we pranked that one and that one.
Oh, I like Overflea's idea. There's now a monthly subscription. 15 for kids.
There'd be like a turnstile at the door. But if you want to get our summer pass.
First, yeah, one day's free. Pay through PayPal or Bitcoin.
But like, so there's a website? Or wait, so how did you find it? Like, you found the whole website or did you find the church page that linked to the website?
I think I found one of these directories just from Googling, and I realized it was a site that just had tons of them.
Yeah, I can't remember the site.
It was like instant...
I think it had a hyphen in it.
Yeah, it was like instant church or instantdirectory.com or something like that.
It's always good.
So I just looked around for ones that weren't password protected, and there were a lot.
Wow, that's crazy. I never even thought of this. Is such a good idea.
And I found some, because I was thinking of the directory thing, I found directories for, like, entire neighborhoods. Which I'm like, oh, cool, I'm just going to call an entire neighborhood.
A neighborhood directory? A neighborhood directory?
Yeah, like, from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So every name, address, phone number, and a map.
Wow. Uncle Grandpapa says, Pastor Bruce took out a loan to build a playland, and he faulted on his loan.
Oh, for Facebook updates.
Uncle Grandpapa, Liz didn't laugh, so obviously your idea is retarded.
No.
Okay, so you get the Colliers.
Alright, what am I saying? Oh yeah, subscription. I don't know if I'm going to be able to explain that, but I can try.
Hey, do you think we should call Pastor Bruce and the assistant lady?
Maybe. That's what I was saying.
We've only got 10 minutes. We could skip ahead to them.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you think, like, if we pranked every single person in the church, they would, like, announce it, like, during the service? Like, at the beginning or something?
Probably. They may even put something on their website, which I think could be hilarious. Like, in their newsletter.
I don't have the website anymore. You're going to have to... to me again, maybe. Oh, Billman has a good idea for calling Bruce.
I'm not saying that. You can.
Which one did you see? The your probation officer and have 20 sex offenders?
Oh, no, that's it.
Oh, yeah, he says, I'm a probation officer and 20 sex offenders are mandated to attend the church. Like, we rotate him from church to church and it's their turn or something.
A bus is going to show up this Sunday from Mother's Day.
We're giving them a dollar apiece. I think it's about... let me give a couple more a try for you. We've got to quit soon, because I promised Sloth.
Yeah.
I don't mean to blame Sloth, because...
I'll make it quick. I'll just say, this is Tammy. Don't bring your kids.
Sloth actually offered to give me the entire night. He's like, you can just take the entire thing. I don't care, but...
No.
I don't really want to do more than 2 hours anyway. Fuck that shit.
No. Hi, is this Keely?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Tammy from the church at Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm sorry to call in so late. It's just that I have to call. We've been having a lot of complaints about your kids being rowdy and everything, and we're going to have to ask that you not bring them to the church anymore.
What?
No more kids. None. Keep them at home. Okay?
Who is this?
No more.
Who is this?
This is Tammy.
Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
From the church.
From the church. And we've been getting nonstop complaints. Seriously. I don't know what's wrong with your kids, but...
Okay. Well, you would think that if it was really Tammy that you would know how to pronounce my name.
I did pronounce it correctly. Did I not?
No. How did you pronounce it?
Sorry, I've had a little bit of wine this evening. Mackenzie, I think, is the biggest
who?
Problem. Mackenzie.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of the instigator. So really, I mean, I guess if maybe she just stayed in the car, that would work.
Yeah.
Just roll the window down, maybe gave her a book. Age-appropriate book. This is serious. I don't know why you're laughing.
Okay.
I'm offended.
You're offended?
Yeah.
Well, first of all...
I mean, you have to agree, right, about Mackenzie?
Well, I would, but I think it's a bit concerning that the secretary of the church is drinking wine.
Hey, these are my off hours. I make these calls on the off hours as a favor. What's wrong with wine? Jesus drank wine, for God's sake. I would think with Mackenzie around, you'd be drinking more wine yourself.
Yeah, I would if I could. I'm surprised that Taylor's able to stay quiet through all this.
You're not pregnant again, are you? Oh my God. More kids?
Yeah.
It's like six...
No, five?
Six.
I lost count.
Yeah. Well, where is Taylor?
Where? You don't even know where Taylor is? That's horrible. What kind of mom are you?
Oh, I'm a really piss poor mom. Yeah.
Did you pick the spelling of Taylor? Because it's pretty crappy. I mean, seriously.
Well, I did because of the way my name, Keeley, is spelled, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, you even have the E before the I. I mean, it doesn't follow any rules at all.
Neighbor and way.
All right, you got me there. It's still pretty gay, though.
Oh, dear me. Oh, Lordy.
So, are we in agreement? Mackenzie stays in the car?
Yeah, I'll roll the windows down.
Okay.
She's not the problem. I'm going to put Megan in the trunk.
That's horrible. She couldn't read. It's too dark. At least give her a flashlight or something. It's not that funny. It's really not. Have you been partaking of the marijuana this evening?
I have. I smoked a big old fat doobie earlier tonight. Yeah.
You know who loves doobies? And
huh? What?
I spoke to a gentleman the other day who loves doobies.
What?
I spoke to a gentleman from the church who loves doobies and channel 23.
You slept with a gentleman from
the
church.
No, no, no. I spoke with a gentleman.
Like, dang, drinking wine and sleeping with a gentleman from the church.
No. I spoke with him. God, what was his name? Oh, Herb.
Herb?
You know Herb from the church?
Yeah, Herb died.
No. Okay, that's weird, because I literally just spoke with them. That's really freaking me out. Anyway, I spoke with them and then slept with them. And then we had doobies and watched Channel 23 together.
What's fun. Channel 23?
Some Christian thing, I don't even know.
Oh.
I mean 24, not 23. My bad. Anyway, okay, so Mackenzie, I gotta write this down. Mackenzie in the car, Megan in the trunk. What about Hunter and Taylor? All right, never mind. It's too late. I have to go. I have more calls.
You're not gonna let me talk to Taylor?
No.
Is she, like, drunk?
Incredibly.
Is she? Yeah,
and half naked. Okay, I gotta go. Okay.
I loved her laugh.
I know. Taylor must be, I don't know, college age kid, maybe?
Yeah, she thinks she knows who it is. Okay, Bruce. Okay. Sloth, don't hate me. I mean, Sloth told me I could have the whole night, but okay, the last call right now. I'm doing the last call. Calling Bruce. I'm going to do Bill Mann's thing.
Hello?
Hello, Bruce?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm calling from the probation department.
Uh-huh.
I just needed to let you know we're going to be busting in about 20 sex offenders this Sunday. We rotate them around the church, all the different churches in the area, and
oh.
It's your turn. Okay. There's going to be about 20 sex offenders. And do you think they could sit in the front row so you can... Or does it matter? I mean, I don't know. I guess that's a dumb question. We can have them sit anywhere. They're mandated to attend church. It's like a part of their release program.
Okay.
And
what ages are they?
They're all old. They're all, we've got them as young as 29, and then there's a couple that are in their 60s.
Okay.
Yep.
And they all sit together.
Yeah. Or we could spread them out and just kind of let them mingle with all the other members and the kids and stuff.
No, I don't.
Oh, no, it's the law. It's the law. We have to do this, and you have to accept them because it's a church.
Oh, we don't have to accept anything.
Oh, no, it's the law. You have to.
No, I don't think. I'm sorry.
Accept or
I'm
else.
Sorry. I don't think
well,
so.
Well, they're going to be there. We're gonna bust them in. We do this at. It's just going to be for 3 months. 3 months total, and then we'll move them on to the next church.
You call me tomorrow. We'll talk about it.
Oh no, I'm just letting you know. That's they're definitely going to be there on Sunday. I thought churches were all welcoming and. He's gone.
Whoa. Okay.
Bruce, what kind of pastor is that?
Wow.
Okay, we have to go. Like, we're 4 minutes overdue. And it's all your fault, because you were like, well,
yeah,
no, you weren't late. I
totally
was going to say you're a few minutes late, but no, we were, yeah, you were late.
Yep.
It's your fault.
Four that really late. Sucked, but I had fun. Yay.
Yeah, here yeah. Thanks so much for this whole crazy idea, and I'm holding on to this list. I'm going to call some more on my morning shows and
cool.
do some crazy yeah. things and steal some more ideas. And
perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. This is yeah. our first show together, isn't it?
I think so.
It's not our first calls together, but.
I don't do many shows at all ever, so.
Yeah, yeah. You just come around and have crazy ideas, wacky ideas.
Yep. Drop them and leave. But thanks, Sloth and JAG TV.
Yeah, thanks, Sloth, for letting us have this hour and whatever, JAG TV. Who cares about you? Mixler.com/JAGTV. Everyone stay tuned on this Mixler because it's going to be a Sloth show in a minute. And I'm going to give him some church numbers.
Cool. Good. I'm going to go drink some wine.
Okay. Yeah. Me too. I'm going to finish being religious. I'm going to go smoke my the lungs of Jesus or whatever that was.
Yeah.
The breath of Jesus.
Watch him 24.
Yep. Kind of. 23. Okay, bye, Liz.
See ya.